చక్షురోన్మీలితం యేన తస్మై శ్రీగురవే నమః. శ్రీచైతన్యమనోభీష్టం స్థాపితం యేన భూతలే స్వయం రూప కదా మహ్యం దదాతి స్వపదాంతికం. నమా ఓం విష్ణుపాదాయ కృష్ణప్రష్టాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తివేదాంత స్వామినితి నామినే. నమస్తే సారస్వతీ దేవే గౌరవాణి ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేషశూన్యవాదీ పాశ్చాత్య దేశతారిణే వంచకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపాసింధుభ్యైవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః. జయ శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీవాసాది గౌర భక్తవృంద. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే, హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ, ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. నారాయణం నమస్కృత్య నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాసం తతో జయమదీరే. నష్టప్రాయేషు భద్రేషు నిత్యం భాగవత సేవయా భగవత్తమ శ్లోకే భక్తిర్భవతి నష్టికీ. హరే కృష్ణ. సో దిస్ మార్నింగ్ వీఆర్ రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం కెంటో 1 చాప్టర్ 8 టెక్స్ట్ నంబర్ 26. టెక్స్ట్ నంబర్ 26. జన్మైశ్వర్యసుతశ్రీభిమానమదపుమాన్ నైవార్హత్యభిధాతం వై త్వామకించన గోచరం. జన్మైశ్వర్యశ్రుతశ్రీభిమానమదపుమాన్ నైవార్హత్యభిధాతుం 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 వై త్వామకించన గోచరం. జన్మైశ్వర్యశ్రుతశ్రీభి ఏధమానమదపుమాన్ నైవార్హత్యభిధాతుం వై kinchana gocharam. Edamana madapuman. Naivarata vidhatam vai. Kinchana gocharam. Mati? Yes? Okay. Yes, so what's my name? Janma, birth, Aishwarya, opulence, Shruta, education, Srivi, by the possession of beauty, Edhamana, progressively increasing, Madaha, intoxication, Puman, the human being, Na, never, Eva, ever, Arhati, deserves, Abhidhatum, to address in feeling, Vai, suddenly, Tvam, you, Akinchana Gocharam, one who is approached easily by the materially exhausted man. Another translation. My Lord, your Lordship can easily be approached, but only by those who are materially exhausted. One who is on the path of material progress, trying to improve himself with respectable parentage, great opulence, high education, and bodily beauty cannot approach you with sincere feeling. Please repeat. My Lord, your Lordship can easily be approached by only those who are materially exhausted. One who is on the path of material progress, trying to improve himself with respectable parentage, great opulence, high education, and bodily beauty, cannot approach you with sincere feeling. Now the purport by His Divine Grace, Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada Ki Jai. Being materially advanced means taking birth in an aristocratic family and possessing great wealth and education and attractive personal beauty. All materialistic men are mad after possessing all these material opulences, and this is known as the advancement of material civilization. But the result is that by possessing all these material assets, one becomes artificially puffed up, intoxicated by such temporary possessions. Consequently, such materially puffed up persons are incapable of uttering the holy name of the Lord by addressing Him feelingly. O Govinda, O Krishna. It is said in the Shastra that By once uttering the holy name of the Lord, the sinner gets rid of a quantity of sins that he is unable to commit. Since such is the power of uttering the holy name of the Lord, there is not the least exaggeration on this statement. Actually, the Lord's holy name has such a powerful potency. But there is the quality of such utterance also. It depends on the quality of feeling. A helpless man can feelingly utter the holy name of the Lord, whereas a man who utters the same holy name in great material satisfaction cannot be so sincere. A materially puffed up person may utter the holy name of the Lord occasionally, but he is incapable of uttering the same in quality. Therefore, the four principles of material advancement, namely, one, high parentage, two, good wealth, three, high education and four, attractive beauty, are, so to speak, disqualification for progress on the path of spiritual advancement. The material covering, the material covering of the pure spirit soul is an external feature, as much as fever is an external feature of the unhealthy body. The general process is to decrease the degree of fever and not to aggravate it by maltreatment. Sometimes it is seen that spiritually advanced person become materially impoverished. Sometimes it is seen that spiritually advanced persons become materially impoverished. This is no discouragement. On the other hand, such impoverishment is a good sign, as much as the falling of temperature is a good sign. The principle of life should be to decrease the degree of material intoxication, which leads one to be more and more illusioned about the aim of life. Grossly illusioned persons are quite unfit for entrance into the kingdom of God. Grossly illusioned persons are quite unfit for entrance into the kingdom of God. Hare Krishna. The Prabhupada ki jai. So yesterday we were hearing about Kunti Maharani asking for more troubles. It's an amazing prayer. Among the prayers, there's so many prayers in Bhagavatam, throughout Bhagavatam, but people don't ask such things like to give me more trouble. Bhani gunanu kathane shravanu kathayam astau cha karma shumana tava padayorna. Yamalarjuna, after they were uprooted there. Praise the Lord. Please bless us that vani gunanu kathane, our speech. May our speech be engaged in your glorification. Sravanu kathayam, may our ears engaged in your hearing in your pastimes. Hearing your pastimes. And may our hands be engaged in your service. And like that, more or less every person will say the same. May I be engaged, may my parts of the body be engaged in the service of Krishna, service of you, my Lord, and so on. Kunti Maharani here asking, give me more trouble. Give me more trouble. So I'll be troubled throughout my life. So there is a reason behind it why she wants to have troubles. So she has seen throughout her life already that so many times they have gone through such a big troublesome troubles, and every time they have been saved by the Lord. So at this time now, she knows that Mahabharata was over, now Yudhishthira has become sovereign king, emperor of the world. And at this time, King Krishna is about to leave. So, because we are all in good situation, now that Krishna may not come. And if Krishna doesn't come, then we may forget. And if we forget, then, bad luck. So to bring her better luck, a good luck, Kunti is asking for more troubles. Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur says that loke sampada eva vipada ityaha. So now we have this kingdom and all this good name, but in fact this is trouble. This is troublesome, because in this happiness, in this well-doing, we may forget. And generally it happens, the well-doing people don't really remember God, don't really think of Krishna. Only they think of Krishna when there is big trouble and, you know, we facing trouble. And then, of course, in other sense, you know, Kunti Devi is not asking for trouble, she's asking for the Lord's association. So that Lord, she's asking that Lord perpetually resides with us, so we can see you, you know. And so that is sampad. And what sampad we have, what the opulence we have now with this, all this kingdom, is not really sampad. And there's another sloka says that, vipado naiva vipadah, sampado naiva sampadah, vipad vishmaranam vishnu, sampad narayana smriti. Narayana smriti is sampad. Narayana smriti, the memory of the Lord, remembrance of the Lord, the spirit of the Lord, is great sampad, it's opulence. It's the opulence, in fact. And so-called troubles are not trouble, actually. And so-called the opulence is also not the opulence. Real opulence is, real troubles are forgetfulness of the Lord. Bhuliya tomare samsare ashiya veye nana vidha vyatha. Because we have forgotten Krishna, that's why we have been already in troublesome situation. Coming to this world and taking birth again and again, dying again and again. These are the, you know, janma mritu jara vyadhi, these are the great troubles. Prabhupada goes that many, many times. These are the great troubles. Forgetfulness of Krishna. And being born here with, you know, so many, you know, millions of pieces of life again and again. That's a trouble. So therefore, vipad vishmaranam vishno. The greatest troublesome situation is when one cannot remember Krishna. And sampad narayana smriti. Narayana smriti, the remembrance of Krishna, or the habit of keep chanting the holy name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This is sampad. This is wealth. This is the and the next sloka, actually, the very first word in Namo Akinchana Vittaya, Akinchana Vitta. Devotees are called Akinchana because they don't have anything. Usually devotees are not very rich. And even if they have something and they offer everything to Krishna, you know, manasa deha geha jokichumor arpilu tuvapade nanda kishor. So everything is your, my Lord, I have nothing, you know. So we don't own anything, whatever we have, that's Krishna's. So in this way, Namo Akinchana Vittaya, the Vitta, the wealth, the asset of Akinchana, a devotee, is Krishna. Akinchana Vittaya. And this Niskinchana Nandrupaya Dhanam Vidya, that's very interestingly pointed out in second canto. And, you know, as if Sukadeva Goswami is trying to teach you the alphabet of Sanskrit. Sparsheshu Yatsodasam Ekavimsam. Among the sparses, you know, we have alphabet, we have swara and sparsha. Swara is pronounced without any touch of the mouth, the lips, like that. And sparsha, and the consonants, when you pronounce, there's always some touch. And the lips touch or tongue touch somewhere, so like that. So sparseshu yat sodasam ekavimsam. Among the sparses, the 16th and 21st letter. If anybody knows? Yeah. 16 is tha, and the 21st is pa. Only those who know the alphabet, then you can figure it out. So, sparseshu yat sodasam ekavimsam nishkanchanana nirpaya dhanam vidu. So this tapa, the word tapa, is the wealth of the nishkanchanas. So here, Veera Raghava Acharya points out, you know, brings a question. My dear auntie, Kunti Devi, you have been praying me as God, Supreme Personality of Godhead, Namaste Purusham Tvadyam. But if you understand this, if you are already addressing me as Supreme Personality of Godhead, so why the other people, why not everybody understand me to be Supreme Personality of Godhead? That's the question at the end of this, you know, the commentary of this, the previous verse, Dipada Shantu. So then now she's starting this sloka saying, yes, that could be nice, but it's not possible. Because Janma Aishwarya Sruta Srivi Eramana Madha Uman. The people are intoxicated. Eramana Madha, the mother, the pride, the intoxication is keep growing, keep growing, you know, every moment. Because of Janma, having taken birth in the good family, and Aishwarya. You're born with a lot of money, lots of Aishwarya, opulence, born in a rich family. And Shruta, having been born or acquired a lot of knowledge in the course of time. And Sri, beauty. So I'll give you some examples like each of them. So, Edamana Madha, with all these things, so one has, person becomes intoxicated, his pride is ever existing, ever increasing. So, therefore, he cannot understand you as Supreme Personality of God, and he cannot even chant the holy name of yours, you know. Which the holy name, which is so powerful as the Supreme Personality of God, is so powerful that the one cannot commit that many sinful activities, as many as one holy name can destroy. Ek hari name jato paap hare, and kari bare nare. One cannot do. Yeah, like that. So, therefore, because they are so much engrossed in this intoxication, therefore they cannot understand. That's what. So Manushyanam Sahasresha, among thousands of people, only some people may understand you. So, talking about Janma, okay. We can see in Lord Chaitanya's pastimes, Keshava Kashmiri came. He was a devotee of Saraswati, and he, because of the blessings of Saraswati, he became so much learned. He was going around defeating everybody in debates. And finally he arrived in Navadvip, and very easily, even Lord Chaitanya didn't have to make any effort to defeat him. so easily, he was saying, "Oh, I came in Navadvip, knowing that Navadvip is the feat, the place of the scholars. And I got to know that you are as a grammarian. What do you know about the poetry and others and the other literature?" Lord Chaitanya said, "I'm just a." Grammarian student. I don't know much about the literature. I don't know poetry. But therefore, I would like to hear from you. Since you have come, please recite the 100 verses in the glorification of Ganga. So he starts, it's not a big deal for me, you know. In a moment, I can recite the 100 verses for Ganga. So he started. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he says that like a wind, like a strong wind, he was just blowing out all these slokas from his mouth. And at the end, and Lord Chaitanya pointed out from the 51st verse that there are some mistakes. And I said, oh, you are a grammar, and how do you know these mistakes? And Lord Chaitanya said, well, by the God's mercy, by the Goddess' mercy, you become so scholarly. And similarly, by God's mercy, also I become a good grammarian. So I can see what mistakes you have. You know, so that's a long discussion. At the end, Keshava Kashmiri felt so embarrassed. And he goes to his place and says to Saraswati, my dear mother, Saraswati, I will worship you so long. And today, you put me in the embarrassed situation. Mother Saraswati comes and tells him, he is my Lord, you cannot defeat him. Better you go, take shelter. So finally he had to accept Lord Chaitanya. So the Edamana Mada, the increasing pride of being a scholar is to defeat somebody and establish the supremacy of yourself. There's so many times happens in India. And let's see. The Shastrartha, the debate and the Shastras. Not long ago, when I was in Gurukul, I saw one such scholar came to our Gurukul, because our Gurukul was, in Arya Samaj, our Gurukul was very known. And so he came to have a debate. So our Acharya, the principal, was a simple-minded, didn't care much about it. And, never mind. So he said, you boys, you go take care of him. So there are three boys just wanted to go out and see what he was. So one was elderly, was in teacher's position, and two others were newcomers. So they just wanted to go and have fun. So they went. So the scholar comes to the entrance, to the gate. So the teacher, first of all, he was dressed up nicely, just looking like a scholar, have confrontation with him. So, looking a little elderly also. So as he arrived at the gate, so he's asking, Ko Bhavan, who are you? In an honorific way, Ko Bhavan, who are you? So he said, okay, more. That's not enough. What's that to Ko Bhavan? Means, who are you? And that's not even complete verse, even if you take it into a verse. And it's not even... What's the starting it is? I say, okay, you don't know Bhagavad Gita, right? Let me tell you. Bhagavad Gita, 11th chapter, Krishna says, Akhyahi me Ko Bhavan Ugra Rupo Namostute Devavara Prasida Vigyatumichami Bhavanta Madhyam Nahi Prajanamitava Pravrittim. If you don't know the verse, this is the verse Krishna says, and Arjuna says, when Krishna showed universal form, Arjuna said, tell me, my Lord, who are you? Ko Bhava. Why you have appeared in this way? I bow down at your lotus feet. So this is how the sloka is completed. Ko Bhavan is not enough. You have to say, Akhya hi me Ko Bhavan. So based on the Gita sloka, you said. Okay, all right. That's one kind of defeat also. So then he said, the other younger boys, Kastvam? He said, Kastvam. The junior way, to the junior you ask Kastvam. To senior you say Ko Bhavan. So Kastvam. So he comes from, and then something more? Yeah. What is something? Custom is not enough. There is something more to it. Custom? Okay. Do you know Padma Puran? In Padma Puran, in the regards of glorification of Bhagavatam, there is a Gokarna telling a story. Gokarna, this is a story of Gokarna who is talking to Dundukari. Dundukari became the ghost. Because he was killed. And Gokarna asking him, Kastvam ugrataru ratru kuto yato dasamimam kimva preta pishachova rakshaso siti samshanaha. So the whole sentence, based on this Purana, is Kastvam ugrataru ratru, who are you so ferocious in this dead of night? Are you ghost, pishach, or rakshas? Who are you? Tell me. The scholar felt insulted. You are a ghost or rakshas. He just left. So simple. He has his own pride. You know, one has to answer according to his own standard. But this is a different standard. So he goes, okay, I'm not going to discuss with you. He just goes back. So there's a pride, you know. Because I'm so scholarly, then you speak to me in that scholarly standard. So Srila Prabhupada says, the goal of human life is to realize God, not to waste time in debates. Now we know the story. Jiva Goswami was also confronted another scholar, and Sanatana Goswami has punished him. Right? So it's not our business to go and debate with useless people, you know, the proud people. Our business is to cultivate our Krishna consciousness. Atato Brahma Jigyasa. We are here to inquire about Krishna, about God, not to waste time in debates. The high parentage is not necessary for God realization, Srila Prabhupada says. Then we can see that, you know, Vidura, you know, he was a Dashiputra, even though his father was Vyasadeva, but he was always insulted. Or at least Duryodhana had insulted him, saying that he was Dashiputra. Who brought him here? Oh, how he dared to speak about me, you know, such things. But anyway, so even though he was insulted as Dashiputra, but he is the great devotee. Vidura. And you know, there are many examples like that. What to speak of Gajendra? It's an elephant body, not a high parentage, not a great scholarship. Elephant, you know, Gajendra himself said, "Evayonia means I'm fed up with this body of elephant. Antarpahishtabrita evayonia. Inside is ignorance. There is no brain at all. Outside also ignorance." In antarvaiṣṭhāvṛtaye bhayonya icchāmi kālenan yasya viplavastasyātam lokāvaraṇasya mokṣam. I don't care this body. I don't care about my life. I just wish to have some blessings from the Lord. And Prahlāda Mahārāja glorifies this Gajendra. You know, his manye ranāvi janarūpa tapasrutaujas teja prabhāvararu paurusha buddhi yogāha. Nāradhanāya hi bhavanti parasya paṁsāṁ. Yeah, Kunti Maharaj says, naivārati avidātam. People increasing intoxication with janma, aishwarya, beauty, and so on, cannot utter the holy name of Lord. Prahlāda Mahārāja says, nāradhanāya hi bhavanti parasya paṁsāṁ bhaktya. These qualities, abhijanya, rūpa, tapa, you know, great followers, so much great beauty, austerity, a lot of learning. It's not a good quality. It's not enough quality to worship the Lord, to have the mercy of the Lord. Bhaktiya tutosha Bhagavan. The Lord is pleased with devotion, with love and devotion. And bhaktiya tutosha Bhagavan gaja yutapaya. The Lord was pleased with a little devotion of Gajendra. So the great parent is, high parentage is not necessary. It could be asset, but it's not necessary to get the mercy of the Lord, to approach the Lord. And Aishwarya is like, you know, one who has a lot of wealth, and grown up without facing any troubles, such persons. I put Dhritarashtra's name in that, you know. he was, you know, born in royal family, also got a good education, but he never understood the position of Krishna because he was so much engrossed in his own what's called the hankering, mahatvakanksha. Janami dharmam natame pravritti, janami dharmam natame nivritti. I know what is to be done. I know what is dharma. Still, I don't act on that way. I know what is adharma, but not to be done. Still, I cannot refrain myself from that. Lord Krishna sent Akrura to make him understand the situation. And Akrura spoke to Dhritarashtra for a long time. And then at the end, Yudhishthira said, you know, whatever you're saying is good. It's a fact. But, you know, I can't take it. I can't take it. And in the same family, Vidura is such a great devotee. Rahugana is one of those, and he was a king, and so much intoxicated it is because of his power. And Jada Bharat, who is carrying his palanquin, he can't still understand the position of Jada Bharat. Finally, Jada Bharat has to open his mouth. His whole life he was not speaking at all. He has to open his mouth just to make him understand. Rahugana ita tapasana yati. My dear Rahugana, all this what I'm speaking, you know, it is not realized by tapas, you know, by austerities, nachijaya, by great worships, nirvapanat, or living home and going taking vanaprastha, or taking even sannyas, natsandasaja, by studying Vedas, naiva jalagni surya, not by submerging in the water, not by sitting surrounded by fire. It's not possible. Mahiyasam padara jo vishekam niskincha nanam na brinidaya. As long as you don't have the dust of lotus feet of those niskinchana, your devotees, not possible. Chaturuttama sloka gunanuvada prastuyate gramya katha vigata. Nishibhyamano nidinam mumukshar matim satim yachati vasudeve. Srila Prabhupada writes, as long as one does not have the chance to bathe with the dust of lotus feet of pure devotee, one is not able to understand. That understanding comes with the Padarajo Vishekam. Somebody asked Bhakti Chaudhary Maharaj, Padarajo Vishekam, the bathing of the dust of lotus feet is so much emphasized. How do we get to bathe with that dust of lotus feet? Bhakti Chaudhary Maharaj said, it's not that you can put someone above your head and you will bathe from the dust of his lotus feet. It doesn't happen that way. So if you really are eager to get the dust of his lotus feet, as the devotee is walking, you go behind him and take the dust from his footstep and put on your head, and that when you put the dust over your head, it flows down over your body. Flows down the body. So that is called bathing in the dust of the lotus feet. And the other way to understand is that you bring the devotee, and you bring the pure devotee in home, and then you wash his feet, and that saranamrita you can sprinkle all over the place, all over your head, and over everyone. So that's where you can also bathe with the dust of the holy water of your devotees. In Krishna Sandarbha, Jiva Goswami said, Madvidha sampadastu tat sambandham matra paripanthi. So the opulence what I am getting, my lord, you know, with this kingdom and so on, this opulence is forbidding me from thinking of you. It's taking me away from you, since you are going away. You're going to Dwarka, and you may never come back, because now you think we are in good place, in good situation. So this sampad is taking me away from you. Therefore, Janma Aishwarya, similarly, if we have this Aishwarya, then I may not be able to think of you. I will be so much engrossed in this Aishwarya. And then I think of Yamunacharya when he was, you know, when he was, of course, he was involved in the debate. He defeated so easily that his opponent. And he was given half kingdom. And then he was ruling the kingdom, and then so he became so much engaged in that activities, and he kind of totally forgot. And he, you know, one of his, one of the acharyas from that Sri Vaishnava community, then he has to come and remind him, see, this is not what you came for. Now your goal is different. And there's a great wealth you have to take care. So what is that great wealth? Then he takes all the way to Sri Rangam and shows. So all that, and then finally we come to the Sri, the beauty. And regarding this, Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada mentions the Germany, what's that, the Kleopatra? Kleopatra, I don't know anything of the history. It says Cleopatra, she was very beautiful. No, it's not Germany, it's a Grecian history. From the Grecian history. Yeah, it says Cleopatra, she was very beautiful and she conquered many great warriors. So beauty sometimes can conquer even the greatest man. But that does not mean beauty can conquer God. So-called beauty. So there's one shloka says, Kubjaya kamaniya rupamadikam. Kubja was not so beautiful. She was, her name was Tribhakra. She was three times bent, crooked. The body was. She would walk in a certain way because she was crooked. Maybe almost like Ashtavakra Rishi. He was eight times bended. So Kubja, she was not so beautiful. But Krishna wanted some service from her. And she offered that service of Chandan, you know. And then Krishna was pleased. And Krishna made her so beautiful simply by touching her chin. So all these things are summarized in one sloka. It says, Vyadhasya charanam dhruvasya javayo vidya gajendrasya ka. Vyadhasya charanam. What a behavior of the hunter who shot the arrow at the lotus feet of Krishna. Acharya said he was not shot, he didn't do that. It looks like he shot the arrow, but it's not. But anyway, the Krishna sent him back to Garden. Dhruvashaja Vayu, the life, what is it called, the age. Age doesn't matter, because Dhruva was very small when he saw Krishna. Vidya Gajendra Shaka, the learning, it doesn't matter. With the Gajendra was, he never went to university, and he never didn't have PhDs. But, you know, he's a Narayana, Akhila Guru, Bhagavan, Namaste. He picked up one lotus and he offered. Of course, he prayed so many prayers are there, you know, more than 35 prayers. So Lord was pleased with his sincere prayer. Just sincerity is needed, sincerity and devotion. You know. The Lord was pleased to Gajendra just by offering one lotus. Because he was calling out the Lord with sincere feeling, because he was in danger. Similarly, Draupadi called out Krishna, and Krishna was there to help her by providing a long piece of cloth, unlimited saris. So, Eidamana Mada, why this thing happened? Is there is some cultural effect behind it, especially in India. And Dharma Shastra says that if you do not acquire in your life one of these, dharma, artha, kama, moksha, one of these, religiosity, economic development, and what is that called? Kama is? and moksha. If one does not acquire one of these, then his life is totally useless. You should have at least one. And, having four of them is good, but at least one you have, then your life is successful. But, in real term, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said this is not at all anything. Prema Pumartha Vahan, Sri Kipika, there's four pillars of life, dharma, artha, kama, moksha, it's not enough. There's one more, Prema Pumartha Vahan. Prema, obtaining the love of God is the goal of life. So, therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, manushya, bharat bhumite hoile manushya janma jar, janma sarthak kari karo, paro upakar. So whoever is born in India, in Bharat Bhumi, we should be engaged in paropakar. First, make your life successful, then you do paropakar. So how to make the life successful? If dharma, artha, kama, moksha is not good enough, then Bhagavatam says, etavam sankhya yoga vyam swadharma parinishtaya janma lava parapumsam ante narayana smriti. Either you practice Sankhya or Yoga, conclusion is that one has to come to the point that you surrender the lotus feet of Krishna and chant the holy name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And in this way, you make yourself eligible to remember God at the Krishna at the end of your life. That is vijaya. That is what we have to look for. So that is called sarthakta. If you are able to remember Krishna, if you remember now, then you will be able to do that. So if you remember now Krishna, then your life is successful. Yes. So all these four things were Kunti Maharani prayed. They are the stumbling block in our relationship to Krishna, because they refrain us from approaching Krishna. So, because Krishna is akinchana gochara. Akinchana gochara. Akinchana. Kinchana means something. Kinchana. Akinchana means nothing. Akinchana gochara. Gochara means, go means indriya, the senses. Chara means to perceive. He is perceived by the senses of those who have nothing. Nothing, and Srila Prabhupada explains, nothing means that whatever we have, we use in Krishna's service. Srila Prabhupada says, we could sit under the tree and we can chant Hare Krishna, that would be good enough. But that is not good enough to preach in the world. If we simply sit here and tell people, come here, we want to teach you, who will come? It's not attractive. So therefore we need to have big buildings, big temples, so people are attracted to come to temple and we can teach them what we are practicing. And we can see in Mayapur, every morning we see 300-500 visitors come. And there's always one devotee dedicated for this after Mangal Arati. He gives them there are certain amount of beads they give out. And then he explains about the holy name very briefly. And then he let them chant for at least one round. So people remember that for years, and they have a communication constantly going on. I've been to ISKCON, I chanted one round, and it was so nice. And then I received some books, and I'm reading with this, and then they're looking for guru and all that. It's like gradually people are learning and they're coming to. understanding the relationship with God, with Krishna. And niskinchanam. Yeah. So, To take sannyas, one has to become Niskinchan, right? So they will take away your bank balance. And I heard in Mayapur, there were a few brahmacharis, they were in the list of sannyasa. And then in the due course of their management, they acquire so much money in their bank balance. You know, management brings money, you know. So seeing that, they were outlisted. Where does money come? You know, you're a brahmachari.
Even to take sannyas, you have to become Niskinchana first of all.
Mano nirvishitam, mano nirvishayam yuktva tatah kinchana na smare. In second canto, Sukadeva Goswami says, thereafter you should meditate upon the limbs of Vishnu, one after another, without being deviated from the conception of complete body. Thus the mind becomes free from all sense objects. There should be no other thing to be thought upon. Because the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu, is the ultimate truth, the mind becomes completely reconciled in Him only. So, it's a practice for us to, it is a great effort for us to become Niskinchana, because we always want to have something. In relation to Krishna, okay, if I have the house, then I can serve Krishna better. If I have this, and then I can serve. And there is always some relation. Then we can always relate to Krishna. Okay, we have this or that. If I have more property, then I can serve Krishna better, maybe. But the propensity of owning more or having something become kinchana, you know. It never goes away. So it's we can still struggle and chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, and try to become Niskinchana, so that we may have a constant relationship with Krishna. Thank you. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. I'm glad there is no question today. There you go.